When you were finally released, you were finally free. What was that like for you?
I wasn't free because I was already dating my second husband. So when I was dancing, I met my second husband. And we were just friends. We started like chatting on the phone because he was going to Iraq. So it was a lot of calls. Like he would call, I would just answer, I talked to him for a little bit and hang up. I never really thought anything of it. Like it wasn't that we were dating or anything like that. It was someone for him to talk to. And he was someone I could talk to. He wasn't near me. I didn't have to worry about anything. I was going through my divorce, you know? Then he was saying he wanted to have a relationship, but then I was trying to work on things with my first ex-husband and trying to, you know, deal with that. But he was like, well, he's not around, you know, we can date, blah, blah, blah. So I allowed the dating, like I started dating him. We were like, okay, it's cool. And, you know, the thing is, and he knows this, so I'm not saying anything mean. I was never attracted to him. He loved me. And I'm going to tell you my I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I'm really not an asshole, I promise. I had married for love the first time. I married for stability the second. He really wanted to get married. So much so that when we left the courthouse of my divorce, we went straight to the other courthouse. So we left the courthouse in Maryland. We went across the bridge to Virginia and got married. I did not want to get married.
Same day.
Then it was null and void because the judge hadn't technically signed the divorce decree for the divorce. So he had to go back after that date and get remarried. And even the second time, my body wanted to just like run from, like my spirit wanted to run from my body, like you on your own. But I got married. He wanted to get married. He went so far as to say, they're about to deploy me soon, and then I'm going to have to leave, and I can't take you guys with me. And Nicole, we have to get married.
And you went with it.
Went with it. My kids adored him. Adored him. And he adored my kids. And it's hard being a single parent. And I always wanted my kid. I didn't want divorce. I didn't want to be in a relationship where I wasn't being treated right. And so when I got married this time around, it was the same rules in my head. Like, all right, we're in this. We're not getting divorced. And then he punched me. And that switched up some stuff. And it switched up my mind frame on how I was thinking about it. And we tried to make it work after he punched me, and then he strangled me, and then he had to leave.
What was that you remember the first time when he hit you?
Oh, man. So we were in Virginia on a military base. After my first marriage, I realized jealousy is just stupid, right? Like, I don't have time for, like, me being jealous, me trying to figure out what you're doing, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. I'm not chasing behind you. I don't have the energy. He was talking to his ex-fiance, which I was fine. I was like, I'm cool if y'all are friends. Like, I don't care. Like, you love that person. You cared for that person. I get that. Well, the ex-fiance contacts me, letting me know that he's offering things that, that he should not be offering. We were in the middle of planning our wedding. So we had already gotten married. No one knew, but we were planning a wedding because I was like, I did the courthouse marriage thing before. I'm not going to have a double, like, I get that that's what we did just now, but like, I want a wedding. So we were working on that and that happened. And so I was in nursing school. I was there every day, 8 to 4:30, sometimes 5, just every day, just trying to get my nursing license, right? Like get my nursing degree. So I go, you know, because I learned from the first one, like, have your shit together if you're going to leave. You don't want to be in that kind of situation where, like how you were. And so she calls me, she tells me, and I'm like, okay. And I confront him and said, hey, so your message is such and such, you know? And and then I get the lies, and I was like, you know, I don't even want to do the lies. Like, I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. If you want an open marriage, we can have an open marriage. Do what you want. Like, I don't even care. I'm focused right now. If you need that, I'm giving you my permission. You can do that. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to talk about this with you. I have nothing to say. He followed me upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs, outside, to the garage, in my car, out the garage, back in the house, upstairs, downstairs. I finally went upstairs quick enough to where I could lock the bathroom door. He took the door off the hinges. Like, with the shoulder, like broke open the door. Now, the thing about ex-husband number two is he used to be a boxer. So it's not one of these little weak ass punches, okay? Your girl took one. He opened up the door and I was terrified. I was terrified. No one's ever broken open the door, you know, like. And because of my past experiences, I don't like being trapped. Don't trap me. Like, it's a big thing for me. Don't trap me. And he did. He wouldn't let me go out the door. And he's like trying to talk to me. He's trying to hold me. And I slapped him. Slapped his chest. His chest. Slap. So I'm not slamming in the face and disrespect him. I'm literally like slamming, like, hey, stop. Like, hey, this is scared. Stop. He punched. I'm slapping. And then I tried to like push him off of me, like slaps. So I slapped him 3 times. I'll never forget. I went 1, 2, 3. I know what I did. And I pushed him. And he'll tell you the same thing. Like, we've had discussions. We actually have talked since then. But I pushed him. And he said that the slap did something to him and he cocked his fist back and it met with my eye and I flew into the bathtub. Into the bathtub. Thank God nothing really happened to me. Because knowing what I know now, there could have been something seriously wrong. But even then, I got up. Your girl got up. Got up. And I said, this mother hit me. And he looked so scared. He was like, Nicole. And I pushed past him. I started walking toward, I was walking out. My first thought was, I'm going to the kitchen. I'm getting something to cut you up with. Like, I just know I was getting something to hurt him. He was going to hurt. And my oldest came out of the room and I saw her face and she's like, Mom, what happened? Is everything okay? And I froze. I told her everything's fine. I'm looking for my phone. He handed me my phone because he heard me say it. I called the police. I told her to go back to bed. The police came and he left. A friend of mine picked me up from school the next, or picked me up from home the next day and took me to school. So I went to school with a black eye. I stayed in the car and it was a small school. So my friends went and told every instructor that I had, like, hey, she's here. She's, because, you know, you couldn't miss a certain amount of days. And I didn't miss any. I was at school. Like, I was there for a purpose. And one of my teachers was like, Nicole, just, you can go back to school. Leave. It doesn't get better. Leave. I was like, nah, I got to finish school. Like, I'm a cosmetologist at this point, so I've done hair. I enjoy doing hair, not for a living, okay? Applaud everybody that does, because I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the patience to regroup, restart. Anytime I move, you got to find your clientele. Like, it's just, it's a lot that goes with it. I applaud the women and men that do. I'm just, and then there's so much competition out here now, I just wouldn't be bothered. But I just knew that's not how I wanted to make my living. I wanted to be able to make sure I could work smarter, not harder. So I went into nursing, which exact opposite. So still working smarter and harder. But he came back. Everybody told me to leave. Everybody that knew. I'll say that because not a lot of people knew. Like, I had to lie to my kids, told them I hit my eye on a, like, on the cover, like, the stupid ass excuses you hear. Like, I was saying those. Ugh. And I had this big eye and I was playing with makeup, trying to hide it. I was that person. And so, but I was determined. I was like, I gotta stay here for, like, I gotta finish. It's a year, I'm almost done. We started going to counseling. He really did want to make it work. I didn't want to make it work anymore. I wanted to make it work for school, and I think he knew that that's what I wanted to do. So then he wanted to move to Texas, because he was like, well, you know, they're talking about we got to move anyways. Let's move. We can start over. We can start fresh, blah, blah, blah. So we tried that. And some people just like to argue. Some people just, I get it. I do get it. He was really trying to voice his opinion, but I'd given up. And then he still wanted to stay together. And I did. No, at a certain point, I really did try to make it work. We were talking about having a child. I went and got my tubes untied. We were trying to have children. I kept having miscarriages. It was a lot. It was a lot. We were trying to make an already tainted marriage work. And, you know, every time I lost the baby, I was like, oh, that's a sign. Like, we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be doing this. This is a sign. And I lost respect for him, you know? And I think that's a big, and it was actually a conversation I had with him who made me understand this about myself. But he was like, you know, once you lose respect for somebody, it's really hard to get it back from. Like, he was like, no one can do anything to make you gain that respect back. Like, he just said that respect is a big thing for me, and it is. Like, and maybe I give respect way too soon, but, and I think that's the problem I have. Like, I am very caring and very open and very giving. And I'm all of those things way too soon. So that's desired by a lot of people. And I'm not gonna call you out your name. I'm not even gonna argue with you. Like, again, I don't like to argue. So I just think when he tried it again, I think that was his breaking point. I think he was just trying to be heard and I wasn't listening anymore. I'd already given up. And so that was marriage number two. He had to leave. I was like, I tried to stick it out through, because when I stuck it out and we moved to Texas, I was like, cool, I'm gonna go ahead and get this RN then, right? Like, since I'm staying, I'm gonna go and get my actual degree. Like, right now I'm an LPN, I'm gonna go get my RN. And so I went back to school for that. And then all of that started happening. I was like, I'll just go to school and work. And that's what I did. I worked 2 full-time jobs and went to school full-time with 3 children.
And when did it become final, the divorce?
For number two? 2 weeks after I met number 3. So we met at a Starbucks. We were talking, and even when I chatted with him on the phone in regards to like where we would meet, I had to go to work. So I was getting dressed for work, and I was like, well, he was trying to figure out where would be like a decent place, and he was picking a place closer to where I worked, and I was like, nah, like I want to meet close enough to where I'll chit chat with you for a minute if I like you, and if I don't, I can use the excuse I gotta go to work. So we met there, we chatted for a little bit. The first thing he tried to do, so I was ordering my stuff, right? And I'm not really, at that time, I wasn't a big coffee drinker and I really didn't drink Starbucks. And he had suggested a drink. And I was like, oh, okay. And I kept looking and then I saw something I wanted. And so I said what I wanted and he was like, yeah, but this one might be better. I said, yeah, but I want this. So I think he was intrigued by the sassiness of like, no, I know what I like. And I was intrigued by the business. He was the businessman. He was someone I hadn't really dated before. Like, so he was the one that would wear suits and ties everywhere. And yeah, that's what started us. That's how I met him. We had moved in together prior to me getting divorced. We had done the marriage counseling thing. We had discussed marriage. He did propose. But our problems in our marriage were, I wasn't pretty unless I had weave in my hair, or my hair was straightened, or I had a bunch of makeup on, or I remember one time I got ready for a date for Valentine's Day and I was so excited, right? He was taking me to this really nice restaurant. It was a surprise. I'm excited. And I came out of the bathroom. I put like a little bit of like eye makeup on. I was never really a foundation person. All the stuff that people do now to put on makeup, I had never. And then like, even now, this is a lot of makeup for me because I don't really put on makeup like that, but I knew I was going to be on camera, right? So, but I'll never forget, he looked at me and he's like, you're done? I'm used to women doing more than that. And like I said, when I care about you, my problem is I always just wanted that person to be happy. I wanted my partner to be happy because I always felt like if they were happy, then they would treat me well, or we'd be happy together, or, you know. And so don't get me wrong, he was a very loving man. He enjoyed dressing me. He enjoyed I was his little Barbie doll. That was who he could dress up. And when I said, hey, can't dress me up anymore, I'm tired. Like, literally, I told him, I was like, yo, you got to accept me for me. Like, you got to love me for who I am, or this is never going to work. I said, I'm not. And I told him my exact words were, I'm not changing anymore for you. And his exact words were, all right, I'll send over the divorce paper. Yeah.
No so conversation, scary. No discussion, just then that's it. How long were you guys married?
A year and a half.
Even with that abrupt ending, did you still have feelings, have love for him?
Of course. Like, I allowed, the biggest thing is my world. I opened my world to him, you know, my kids. You're experiencing this for another time, you know. It wasn't a good relationship. It wasn't a healthy relationship. He's not a bad person. I just don't think we were supposed to be together. He needs a different type of person, and I wasn't that person, you know. I cried when we broke up, you know, of course. I will tell you, I didn't cry as hard as I did with the first two. By that time, I was like, oh, okay. All right, we're good. I think I cried for a couple weeks, and then I started going out and hanging out with friends. And I will say that final divorce, though, really made, I won't say bitter, because I'm not bitter. And I know that term is used loosely in situations like this, but it's made me more cautious, more aware. And I think that's the biggest reason why I am not really dating, is because I am learning to trust my judgment and trust my instincts and know when I do or do not want to be a part of something. And I have dated. I've had a couple relationships that were pretty serious since then. One, I just knew I wasn't, but both, I just knew, you know, I was honest with myself, like, yo, this isn't gonna work. So I'm just learning to trust me and how I feel about certain situations, or if I feel like something is not working, or if I don't like something, you know, then I just say it now. I'm like, hey, yo, I don't like this, you know? So, but I think in that same respect, I'm a lot quicker to cut, like, something like, oh, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. So I think that's one of the bigger reasons I'm not really dating right now, is because I don't want to make sure someone else is okay. I don't want to listen to someone else about their bad day. I don't want to check in and say, hey, I'm going here. I don't want any of that. If I get in a relationship with another human being, it's going to be one where there's a mutual respect and you have your space, I have mine. You know, I don't know what will come from the future. I just know if, and it's strong if, because I do not want to get married again. I do not want to get married again. But if it were to happen again, there would be a prenup. And it could only be if that person and I truly had mutual respect for one another. We answer all the hard questions. We go through some hard times. It would never be a quick marriage. Like, you're going to have to date me for like 5 to 10 years. Like, seriously, I'm too valuable. And I've treated myself less than valuable for way too long. I lock my door, and all night this man is knocking on my door, drunk, asking me to open the door.
Attention, business owners and high-level executives. Is your company's website ADA compliant? If you don't know, then it's likely that it isn't. Companies are being sued right now because their websites are not ADA compliant. Why? Because it's against the Americans with Disabilities Act compliance law. From small businesses, online marketers, realtors, e-com store owners, to doctor's offices, restaurants, nonprofits, medium and large corporations, nobody is safe. You may even know a company that's being sued right now because their website is non-compliant. You don't have to be a sitting duck any longer. Anexus Media Group has the best solution for you. Introducing Anexus ADA. Our new ADA compliance software allows us to offer you an entire suite of ADA compliance services that won't just put you in compliance, but also open your business up to the $650 billion disability market that you may not be serving right now. Our software will put you in position to meet the demands of several different areas of disabilities and inclusions based on need. Anexus ADA compliance software solutions will help get your content to people with limitations and make your quality content available in over 50 languages. Their experience with your website and company, now being compliant and inclusive, will be second to none. Anexus ADA compliance software addresses 32 points of disabilities. Anexus also provides award-winning customer support by an experienced team ready to serve your needs. Our software is also great for your SEO rankings. Google gives more relevance to sites that are ADA compliant. To get started, first, go to www.anexusada.com. Second, choose the right plan based on your company needs. Let us know who referred you on your form to get a discount. And third, submit your request. Lastly, a representative will contact you to process your request and email you detailed instructions for installation. Your personal representative will walk you through every step. We look forward to serving you.
The hardest part of the podcast journey is starting. It is time to take that first step. Begin your journey today.
Okay. So you have your children, and are you current? You're not currently married right now?
No. So I am 2 times divorced. I have been divorced for at least, 13 years now. About 13 years now.
So what does that look like for you? Like, as far as moving forward with love, like, you know, is that something that you want to do again?
I went on a date today. So, I would say that, of course, yes, I would like to get remarried, but I had to change my mindset as far as like controlling everything.